We are changed from glory to glory, January 15. But we all, with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. When enlightened by the Spirit of God, the believer beholds the perfection of Jesus, and beholding this perfection, he rejoices with joy unspeakable. In self he sees sin and helplessness, in the Redeemer sinlessness and infinite power. The sacrifice that Christ made in order that he might impart to us his righteousness, this is a theme upon which we may dwell with deeper and still deeper enthusiasm. Self is nothing, Jesus is everything. The transforming power of grace can make me a partaker of the divine nature. On Christ the glory of God has shone, and by looking upon Christ, contemplating his self-sacrifice, remembering that in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, the believer is drawn closer and closer to the source of power. How essential that we have the enlightenment of the Spirit of God, for thus only can we see the glory of Christ, and by beholding become changed from character to character in and through faith in Christ. He has grace and pardon for every soul. As by faith we look to Jesus, our faith pierces the shadow, and we adore God for his wondrous love in giving us Jesus the Comforter. The sinner may become a child of God, an heir of heaven. He may rise from the dust, and stand forth arrayed in garments of light. At every step of advance, he sees new beauties in Christ, and becomes more like him in character. The love that was manifested toward him in the death of Christ awakens a response of thankful love, and in answer to sincere prayer, the believer is brought from grace to grace, from glory to glory, until by beholding Christ, he is changed into the same image.